Welcome back. Texans late night, the eve of the big one. Mark Vandermeer, DP City with you. Joined now by quarterback TJ Yates. Hey, welcome to the show. What kind of whirlwind has this been for you the last 6 weeks? Your life just changing dramatically?
It's been pretty crazy. Going from sitting on my couch in Atlanta to being here, playing football, being back in Houston, and starting football games. It's a pretty crazy turnaround, but it's been fun so far.
I've heard that quote a couple of times, sitting on your couch. So you started that, because I was wondering, was he literally just sitting on his sofa when the Texans called?
Literally, I was sitting.
You were just, like, watching, like, what were you doing?
My coffee was right here.
Uh-huh. Was the TV on?
TV was on. It's probably on the Golf Channel.
Okay.
It's like 9:15 in the morning.
Phone rings. TJ's like, oh, who's this?
It's Rick Smith. He's okay. Like, hey, man, you ready to come back home? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, ready.
Pretty sure I am.
And you clicked over to NFL Network right away.
No, it was a pretty quick turnaround. I had to make like a noon flight. So I had to ran right in my room, grab a bag, started throwing clothes in. And
now, what did the missus say about all this? You're married now, so.
She was happy. She was very happy. It was kind of a weird time where we were both just kind of sitting at home, just kind of waiting for the phone call. So. When the phone call actually came, it was a good time. We were excited. She was excited to get back here as well.
Now, you're kind of in the player house exchange program or something like that, right? Can we say where you're living?
Yeah. So Brooks Reed, when he came to Atlanta last year, when he signed there, he told me, he was like, hey, can I just stay at your house for like a week, until I get settled? That turned into about 2.5 months. Brooks is a great, roommate. But so in turn, he let me stay in his place here. He still has his condo here. So that's where me and my wife are staying right now.
Is it strange for you to drive up to the stadium and walk in every day and go to your locker after being away?
It's weirdly normal.
Putting on your shoes, like just one.
Yeah, just like riding a bike, coming back in. It was such an easy transition because I know everybody in the building. I know where everything is. I know it better than some of the people that are already here. So. it was an easy transition. I was happy to come back.
All right. How about tomorrow, going up to Indianapolis? You were born in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. So do you still have family up there? Because you were saying that some of them may come to the game and you're not sure what they may be wearing.
The only family I have left in Indiana, my grandpa lives in Anderson, which is where the Colts facility is.
Right.
But my family and I lived in Indianapolis till about 96, until we moved to Atlanta.
Wow. Well, you live in Atlanta now, except now you're in Houston, obviously, during the season. We'll see how everything works out. But you're into, like, golf and hunting and fishing. Mm-hmm. Where's that better? Do you like it here? Do you like it there?
It's way better here.
Way better here.
Way better here. I didn't do much hunting until I got to Houston. Mm-hmm. And then it's all over the place around here. So kind of fell in love with it. And obviously the golf around here is great, too. So golf's good in both Atlanta and here, but hunting, way better here.
What about food? Did you really miss your Tex-Mex while you were gone?
Mm-hmm. One of the first places I went when I came back was El Tiempo and got some fajitas. It's good stuff.
Well, how's your golf game?
Because you could probably be better.
All right, you had a little time to play though in between football gigs. So did you get better?
Yeah, I played a little bit in the first couple weeks of the season. Nothing much other to do than work out and watch football and golf, so that's what I did.
Yeah, people don't understand that, though, the dynamic of being a pro football player, where you do have occasionally those moments where you have to sit for a month or two and wait for that next opportunity, but you made the most of it.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, that's for sure. Finding a place to work out, finding receivers to throw to was...
Who did you throw to?
Threw to my brothers a lot, threw to my nephew, he's a freshman in high school. A couple of receivers that I had that were my receivers in high school, threw to them, pretty much anybody I could find. Like a catch.
Some of your brothers can catch?
Yeah. A little bit.
Their hands bleeding after a workout?
No, it wasn't too bad. And they were great.
So we talked about you getting married. You weren't married the last time you were here, and now it's the holidays. So how challenging is it to get Christmas shopping done, or do you get a little bit of leeway as far as that's concerned?
You got to do a lot of online shopping. That's a good way to get around it. One time after one of the days last week, I tried to go to the Galleria. Went to three separate parking lots.
Yeah.
Couldn't find one parking spot and just went home.
You weren't like, I'm TJ Yates.
No.
Do you get recognized out and about town?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You can still get out and do your thing. Go buy a gallon of milk.
Shop online. You're a football player.
Amazon,
you can do
easy.
That. Yeah, exactly. Do it. All right, TJ's going to stay with us. We've got a game for you. We do competitive situations here. It's going to be fun. It's Texans Late Night with TJ Yates. Stick around.